Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back with me on this Tuesday as we're diving into Romans chapter 8. And if you joined us yesterday, we began our day with the Psalms. That's what we're going to do. We began in Psalm 30. We're going to be in Psalm 31. And we talked about how exalting the Lord, lifting up the Lord, looking at Him actually results in us being lifted up. That as we worship Him, as we exalt Him, as we choose to look at Him each and every day, then our hearts are lifted, our spirits are lifted, our minds are lifted to things that are good, to things that are godly. And so yesterday we focused on, hey, focus on how the Lord has rescued you. Focus on what the Lord has done for you and praise Him for it. And then we began in Romans 8 and we got through that first verse of saying there's no condemnation. And maybe as we were talking yesterday, you really related with that experience of the devil bringing a spirit of accusation. Maybe it's your past sins. Maybe it's current sins that you're struggling with that you keep going to the Lord for and repenting. But the Lord is telling you, do not give up. The Lord never speaks with a voice that is condemning, that brings us to a place of discouragement. It may be hard to hear sometimes, but the Lord never brings us to a place of hopelessness, never brings us to a place of discouragement. You know, I was listening to a little clip from an interview recently with a priest, a man who was recently ordained a priest. And this man had a long journey in life. And he had become a priest later in life after being the founder of a ginormous company, Elf Cosmetics, which is like a multi-billion dollar company, and sold the company to other people and then ended up having a massive conversion, entering the seminary and becoming a priest. And he was saying in this little clip that I saw how much condemnation he was experiencing from the enemy and how one of the graces God gave him was to just keep getting back up from falling into sin, to just keep going. And the encouragement he was giving was just that, to saying the Lord never discourages you. The Lord's never saying, this is too many times, enough is enough, I'm not welcoming you back. He's saying the Lord is always just saying, keep going, keep getting back up in your sins, keep repenting, keep repenting. The grace will come, the grace will begin to work. And that's the opposite of condemnation. That's the opposite of saying you are without hope. And that's what the enemy wants to produce in your life. So if you want to go listen to yesterday's episode, go ahead. And we're going to continue to talk about that condemnation and what the Lord does with that condemnation today. But let's begin and pray with Psalm 31 and see what the Spirit has to say to us just through this opening prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Keep me free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Deliver me, Lord, my faithful God. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. As for me, I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love. For you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not given me into the hands of the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. I'm going to skip forward to the end here. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. And Lord, we just combat any discouragement that we're facing today. And we ask you to give us the strength to hope in you. All who hope in the Lord, Lord, give us the strength to hope in you, to belong to you, to fix our eyes on you so that we can continue this race with conviction. Amen. Amen. One of the things that really stuck out to me just as we started reading was this line, let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. And it just convicted me of all of the ways that I still try to be delivered on my own righteousness of saying, God, look how good I am. Look how much better I'm doing. You know, I'm not sinning as much. And obviously we want to try not to sin. Obviously we want to look to the Lord in those ways, but this ways of of really like trying to deliver myself. And so just leaning on that today of remembering, and this also battles that spirit of condemnation we're talking about in Romans 8:1, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because we have the righteousness of God, that we're delivered through Jesus's blood, through Jesus's holiness, through Jesus's power. Jesus gives us what he has by nature we receive in our baptism. And so we lean totally not on our own righteousness, but on his righteousness. So Lord, help us today, even as we read this, as we combat condemnation, that the enemy would flee because we are leaning on your holiness and your righteousness that you have given us through your life, death, and resurrection. Amen. So let's go ahead. Romans 8:1-8. We're going to read it all together because it's a good chunk for us to read. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. I love this passage, and I'm so excited to get to all of the different elements of that, because it seems like highly spiritual, but it's actually so practical for us. So yesterday, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, if you repent, if you come to him, we are baptized, you are not condemned. There's a woman evangelist, her name is Jenny Allen, and she, over the last couple of years, has been called into a lot of college ministry, and she's been doing so much college ministry at these big secular universities, you know, at Baylor, at Texas Tech, at Auburn, at these massive universities. And they've been having these massive gatherings of college students, of these college students filling the basketball arena, of wanting to be baptized, of wanting to come to the Lord with this beautiful hunger. And she says the main verse that she's been preaching is this Romans 8:1. For there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And she said, this has just been breaking chains with this generation of college students, because so many of them are carrying so much condemnation. And when they come to this realization of, I can open up totally to the Lord, I can let him see every messy, horrible, weak, human, evil part of me, and he does not condemn me, that he brings me actually into the fullness, that he washes me clean, that I come in to his presence and I am not condemned. And it's, she said, it's leading them to this reality that most of them are actually just coming from this simple place of like, I've grown up in church, I've done all this stuff, but I've never really internalized that God loved me because I felt so condemned. So it's important for us to actually look in our hearts of what ways am I confusing God's right judgment of sin with condemnation on me? What ways am I internalizing condemnation, thinking that God is mad at me? Most of us, like some of us, think that God is mad at us, maybe because our parents were always mad at us or we had hard experiences as a child. Like, what am I internalizing about God that I think he's coming at me with this ruler condemning me, being like, no, you're doing it terribly. And so then that verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. So we see Paul has this word for. He's saying there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus for. So he's saying, why? Why is that? Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. So you have here, you have two laws at work. He's presenting these two laws side by side. First, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That Spirit is capitalized. So the Holy Spirit, the law of this new life in Christ, that the Spirit of God raises Jesus from the dead, and then that Spirit comes to live in us as believers, in the heart of every single believer. And now the heart of the believer is ruled by the law of life in Christ Jesus. That now that new life in Christ, the Spirit is the law of the heart. So there's that law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free. So the Spirit of new life in Christ, that new life, that resurrection power comes within us when we are baptized, and it sets us free from another law that we were slaves to. Because friends, each and every one of us, we were slaves to sin. We weren't just doing a little bit worse. We weren't like, oh, I'm messing up sometimes, that I'm mostly a good person. Without the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus setting us free, each one of us is enslaved to sinful flesh. We're living under the law of sin, which controls us. In Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about, he says, why do I do what I don't want to do, and I can't seem to do what I want to do? Because our flesh is enslaved to sin, and ultimately it's enslaved to death. So without God, our bodies and our spirits, our souls, not just our bodies, but also our souls, are headed for corruption. That with the Lord, with the law of Spirit of life in Christ, our souls are getting ready for heaven and getting ready for the rejoining of our bodies in the new creation, but our outer man is wasting away. But under the law of sin and death, our outer man and our inner man are wasting away. So there's these two kinds of laws. That word nomos in Greek doesn't necessarily mean in this sense the Mosaic law, but kind of this governing principle, this operating rule. And so the law of the Spirit of life is the Holy Spirit's life-giving power. This in us produces righteousness. It brings freedom. It results in a spiritual life within us. You now have a vibrant spiritual life, and this operates through Christ, the new man, our new nature. But sin's power leads us to death. So that's the law of the Spirit of life. But there's another law, the law of sin and death. Sin's power that leads to death. It produces condemnation. It brings bondage. It results in spiritual death. And it operates through our sinful nature. So each and every human being has an operating principle, has a ruling power. There's no one neutral that's functioning under no ruling power. You might be saying, well, I'm functioning under the ruling power of myself. That then is the law of sin and death. We're either functioning under the ruling power of sin, or we're functioning under the power of God's Spirit, of new life in Christ. There's no neutral territory. And so we have to be aware of this, of what way am I going back to being ruled by bondage? What way am I going back to being ruled by the power of death? The fallen world, the culture of death, is ruled by the power of death. But if we have been baptized and given over to Christ, there is a new law now at work in us that we are subject to. And so it's about coming under this law, yielding to this law, yielding to this new nature that's inside of us, because that law of the Spirit of life in Christ, it frees us from condemnation. It frees us from that discouragement. It frees us from that place of saying, I'm only what I've done. So today, friends, as we wrap up, to ask the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and not only point out those places of condemnation, but to ask the Holy Spirit's life-giving power to refresh and revive those places. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at avemariaradio.net and at renewalministries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus is teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.